You're listening to the Kenny Hines Postal Podcast. Good day, podcast audience, particularly my office, Columbus, Ohio, Citygate Processing Plant. When I say my office, simply the office in which I work. We're going to have a different conversation today about what it means to be over the cap on MHAs. And when I say over the cap on MHAs, I'm simply referring to there is an authorized number, I'm pretty sure it's 24.5%, of regular mail handlers, 24.5% of whatever that total number is should be authorized for MHAs. When the Postal Service goes over the 24.5% number, they are considered over the cap on MHAs. What I want to discuss today is a document signed by our national president and from the postal headquarters that state when the post office goes over the cap, it cannot be to the detriment of the overtime desire list. The reason I say we're going to have a different conversation is because for years, whenever that happened, postal employees were used to looking at if they have MHAs over the cap, that the overtime desire list should be maxed out to 12 hours. I'm pretty sure that's a common understanding. I'm pretty sure. But we're going to take that one step further and look at the word detriment and compare it in contrast to overtime desire list working 12 hours. I'm going to start the conversation by saying overtime desire list should be used before they use MHAs over the cap. And the reason I start the conversation with that is they're trying to do a slick move in Columbus, Ohio, hoping that the mail handlers on the overtime desire list are going to stand by and allow this to happen. They want us to exercise the complacency that they're used to mail handlers in Columbus exercising. Well, I'm here to tell you, we should stand different. And when I say we should stand different, what Columbus, Ohio is doing is they are curtailing begin tour overtime for the overtime desire list based on what they're calling needs of the service. Now, I understand needs of the service, and everyone who works there should understand that the agency is going to do what they need to do so that they can put out a quality postal product. But I think Columbus management forgets a lot of times that there are memorandums of understanding and contractual items that govern how you exercise managerial rights. Now, one thing that right off the bat, when I started to discuss this with some managers in Columbus, they throw Article 3 up. For those of you who are not aware, Article 3 is one of those catch-all articles for postal management when they don't study their craft, when they don't understand how to move people, when they are oblivious to the art of management, they'll hit you with Article 3 and tell you, well, we have the right to manage. And I just want to say, that is absolutely correct. And when they hide behind Article 3, never lose sight of the fact they have a right to manage, even if that means violating the contract. But they do not have the right to do that without some monetary value or some type of corrective action attached to it. You see, they look at management rights as they can do whatever they want to do. And short story is, they can. But it's going to be a price to pay for what it is they choose to do. Does that make sense? Let's move right into the overtime. Columbus, Ohio, as I said earlier, is attempting to curtail begin tour overtime for the overtime desire list. Now, they're using management rights, but I say to you, if Columbus, Ohio was not over the cap of MHAs, then begin tour overtime would be available to the overtime desire list. The fact that it's not available now is a direct result of Columbus being over the cap. And if Columbus, Ohio, chooses to be over the cap of MHAs, then we as mail handlers should choose to file grievances if my overtime is being moved from begin tour to end tour, because there will be a direct correlation between working those employees over the cap to the detriment of the overtime desire list. Now, the principal reason for the change in begin tour to end tour overtime was because one of the Tour 1 NBOs recognized that he didn't need that many Tour 2 people coming in early. Well, if you appreciate the art of management, I have to say outstanding kudos to that NBO for recognizing that they had more manpower than needed. But shame on that NBO for not understanding how it should be adjusted. If you really feel that you have more manpower than you need, why would you not reduce the number of MHAs, come under the cap, and then you could manipulate your overtime desire list? But that would require Columbus management to do this thing they really hate to do, this thing called managing. You see, if you have more manpower, then how can you justify the need to be over the cap on MHAs? See, there's a dichotomy, and rather than do causative research to correct or define the dichotomy, they think it's easier to just move your overtime desire list. Now, when they move the overtime desire list, when I say move, I mean they now switch your overtime opportunity from begin tour to end tour. That's the move that I'm talking about. And I gotta say, I applaud our national headquarters, our national union, because they had the foresight to get this memo signed that offices that are over the cap will not be over the cap to the detriment of the overtime desire list. Now, let me just take a moment and get on my soapbox for a second. Mail handlers, you have to understand that when the national level negotiates and hammers out agreements, we have to understand these agreements, and we have to make sure Columbus, Ohio is in compliance with these agreements. Never mind what might seem right to you. If it seems right to you, but it is against the memorandum signed by union headquarters and postal headquarters, then it's not right. And when we have a national union that is negotiating in the best interest of mail handlers, and we don't take the time to at least ensure that the post office is staying in compliance, then we embarrass our national union. You know what it's like to fight for something, you win the fight, and then those who you fought for give it away? Not a good look, folks, not a good look. So if we understand that overtime or Columbus, Ohio being over the cap, they can be over the cap, but not to the detriment of the overtime desire list, we have to link up and we have to fight this adamantly. I would like to say, if I was your local president, you wouldn't have to fight this, because as the old Greyhound commercial said, you could sit back and leave the driving to me and my staff. But November, hopefully we'll get to change that. But as of right now, we should be inundating our union office with grievances, because if I am a overtime desire list person and I'm not being allowed begin tour overtime because Columbus, Ohio decides to be over the cap of MHAs, then you have to start filing grievances. I hope your union doesn't look at this and say, well, they're still giving you 12 hours. Well, that's a simple answer to a complex issue. The issue is really dependent upon the Postal Service's ability to move employees around so that you don't create a detriment for the overtime desire list. And as I bring this podcast to a close, I want you to know that manipulating the overtime desire list is not the answer if an office is over the cap. Think about this, postal management. If you did not have those extra MHAs there, you would need your overtime desire list at Begin Tour. Because you choose to be over the cap, there is no reason or no logical thought process behind why you would attempt to be a detriment to the overtime desire list in lieu of you being over the cap. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and quick podcast, because I have to keep you aware or make you aware, and hopefully when you become aware, you will take that awareness and transform it into action. And in this case, that action would be flood your union office with grievances so we force management and union headquarters to take a look at the detriment that's being caused to the overtime desire list because Columbus, Ohio is over the cap on MHAs. Have a great day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.